Today marks the completion of one-third of this year's legislative session, and so far, legislators have spent most of their time identifying problems and goals and hoping they are set up to finish work at the end of 90 days. Joining us to help measure the session is APRN's Dave Donaldson in Juneau. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
So, Dave, what's the atmosphere at the Capitol this year?
You know, there's a tired group of very busy, very frustrated people. I'm not seeing the collaboration that's usually done and between individual members and staff people, especially. You know, legislators are triple booked, having to choose between going to a committee meeting or meeting with constituents. It's not a good place to be. I'm just hoping they're taking time to be careful with what they are doing.
The two-day seminar that lawmakers had with oil industry consultant Pedro Van Meers just concluded, and he had some strong comments about the viability of the governor's oil tax plan. Dave, how do you think Van Meers' comments will impact the conversation about changing that tax plan?
Well, he seems to have solidified the Senate majority and the governor at the same time. The Senate, after the hearings or the seminar, was saying, oh boy, we're glad we didn't pass that bill the governor sent us last year. And the governor was saying, you know, he's still expecting to see his bill back on the desk for a signature because there's nothing else out there that'll work. Van Meers was presenting what he would write an ideal to him, an ideal tax regime. And taken as a great big, you know, a great big package, you know, it was a work of beauty. But it's not the sort of thing that can all be done at once. It needs to be done over a period of time. The Senate was very clear in saying they can't do it all in one year.
Well, it seems to me that shouldn't be surprising. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day. The tax structure wasn't built in one legislative session. It's been built and tinkered with over time. Does it seem surprising that it would take more than one session to sort out major changes?
No, and it should do that. And I don't think that Pedro Van Meers, I think that this is what the Senate finance people now are at least trying to do. They want to deal with certain particular issues. They want to target the immediate, really risky things that Van Meers pointed out. They take care of that, and they can point to some improvement in this production of getting more oil through the pipeline. When they can get that taken care of and at least convince the governor that, okay, some improvement is better than nothing, then I think that we'll see some results.
Well, oil taxes, of course, have emerged as the top issue, and that was expected. But there have been a couple of other issues that are getting attention this year. For example, money for schools. What's going on there?
What happened is that the pressure just went up very quickly when one of the education groups, a union representing school clerical staff and administrative staff, they released a report saying that the Senate was really underestimating how much money it was going to take to let the schools even stay at last year's level. The Senate is prepared to go with $125 per student increase this year and further increases for two more years. But this union said it's going to take $320 per student and basically cost of living for increases for the next forever. You know, and the governor, meanwhile, is saying, I don't like formulas. We can't have any formulas. So he wants to pay for more energy costs and so forth. And they are very far apart. It's a complex one.
Well, Dave, thanks for that update.
See you later.
APRN's Dave Donaldson speaking to us from Juneau.